Mix. We present live local music and events in the Wasatch back. Christy Dillaway, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back.
Yeah, great to have you back. Great for me to be back. We took a little break in Thanksgiving holidays, and now it's December.
Here we go. And town is going to fill up. I was at the liquor store yesterday. There were like two people there.
Really?
Everyone was walking around like, wow, this is weird.
Oh, dude.
And yeah, we know it's coming.
Ding, 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 ding. It's coming is right. Yeah, right around the corner. It's going to be wild. And that's why the music crawl was fun before all the characters got into town. All of our wonderful tourists and all of that. Of course, Deer Valley opens tomorrow. It's the last one to open. And so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. It's the Celebrity Ski Challenge, right?
Yes.
I've never participated. I know I'm a celebrity, but I snowboard, so they've never asked me.
They've never asked you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? You're a celebrity.
Well, I'm not a celebrity, but I've never, I always go to the opening at Deer Valley, always.
Is there a party at the opening?
No. So I'm going with my friends. We're going to get first chair, and then if it gets nutty around 11:30, then we'll probably pull out of there. But the Celebrity Challenge, you know, you bump into those folks, but we kind of leave them off to the side and just do our skiing and stuff. Let them do their own thing.
Do you ever see one that someone who's fallen down and you go do that ski turn right above them and spray them with snow?
No.
Are you that guy, J-Dub?
I'm not that guy. I'm very polite. I drive the speed limit. I stop at stop signs now.
It's hard to drive the speed limit at Deer Valley.
I've made all these changes, yeah.
But at Deer Valley, when you're going downhill, and I don't know, back in the day when I skied, I felt like it was hard to not go fast there.
Mm, yeah.
It's all just nicely down the fall line, and
yeah.
I'd get way out of control. What is flashing over there?
That's a new light we have that it's like a strobe light that blows your mind every time someone calls in. So someone's trying to call in right now, but we're not going to take the call because it's probably someone, you know, asking if we have their cat. Or if we've seen their parakeet.
Oh,
or
so they should call the office line, which is 649-9004.
Yeah, so if you're calling in and you're listening in, you know, we're doing a live program right now, and we'll take your call if it comes during a break, but we're kind of doing our show right now. Hey, you know, I'm curious. I wanted to ask you about. Tell me about your Christmas tree business, because I mean, you have so many different little businesses going on. But this is like how many years you've been doing it?
I think about 18.
Yeah.
I was gone 1 year for the Olympics, and I was pregnant 1 year, so those years not. But otherwise, since 1998, I've been doing it.
And you provide a turnkey service. Someone says,
turnkey.
"Hey, I need a tree."
Mostly second homeowners and tourists,
mm-hmm.
And some businesses. So the people call me and they say we're arriving on the 17th. We leave on the 27th. And I go into their unit or their house, and I decorate it before they get there, and then I take it down after they leave.
Mm.
I wish someone would do that for me. But it's a great service, and I just finished 4 days of doing the Chateau Residence and the new, brand new, to open shortly, Stein Erickson Residence.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
That was fun because it's all that mountain modern look instead, so the grays and the sleek whites and stuff. So different color palette for decorating Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So how many trees are you doing this year?
Well, that remains to be seen because every day there's phone calls and emails. So it's going to be a lot.
Okay.
In the last years, it's been 50.
Give us a target.
So.
Give us a target. I mean, based on what you got
so far.
Well,
I didn't want to do more. I'm trying to be work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And someone once told me at a Sundance party, you know that 80-20 rule you learn at business school? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I never went to business school. And he explained that like 80-20 ratio. And so I'm trying to do less and make the same or make more money. I don't know.
Yeah, lower volume, higher margin.
Right. That's what I'm aiming for. But I don't know. It just keeps going. So
well, we can help you with that.
Can you help me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're a smart, savvy guy.
We'll teach you how to gouge the customer and make him real happy.
That's the problem. I try to make everyone so happy, and my house is a mess. My son is like, I hate Christmas.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of gouging going on around town, especially when Sundance starts up. They have those fixed-price menus, and it's like $38 for a cold piece of salmon and a couple of greens.
Well, good for them. Like, it's high demand, and
and
we as locals should know better, and
it's
fine. Unfortunately, my birthday is during Sundance, so I either get gouged or stay home or sneak into a party. I don't know.
My birthday is during Sundance.
Oh, we should celebrate together.
Yeah, mine's the 29th, the last day of Sundance.
Oh, mine's the... See, it calms down by then. Mine's always the first weekend, the 23rd.
Ah, okay.
You can't do anything.
Yeah, you're 19th to the 29th of Sundance.
Yeah.
And you're the 23rd. Okay, cool.
All right.
All right, well, we're going to figure something out because I think that I'm going to have a little birthday party, I think the 23rd or 24th, so... So
I will be out of town.
You'll be out of town.
I'm ditching town this year.
Get the trees down and button up the
business. And pretty much, yeah. Hopefully everything will be down and put away. And I have a big birthday this year, as you may know.
Yeah.
And I am going on the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Interesting. I have a big birthday, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is it the same? Are we having the same birthday,
no,
J-Dub?
No. No, we're not. No, we're not. So let's finish the
You're
plug.
You're younger than me.
Let's do this right. This is the gouging plug.
Oh, okay.
The name of your organization is?
Oh, yeah. Deck the Halls.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute name, right?
Yeah.
And the website's Deck the Halls PC for Park City. DeckTheHallsPC.com.
All right.
Yeah.
And she will not gouge you. She has reasonable pricing.
Reasonable pricing for a holiday season.
Get in this year, because next year, boom, boom, prices go up.
Really? Okay, yeah. Let's just go up and up.
Yeah. So let's do the weather. What's going to cooking
for this
weekend?
Well, what I'm seeing is today mostly sunny, high of 23, but tonight a low of 5. God, it seems like just a couple weeks ago the low was like 45. Tomorrow, high of 29, partly sunny, partly cloudy, and a low of 16. Sunday, high of 36, mostly sunny. So I think it'll be a great ski weekend.
Why I'm in a jaded mood, do you think the celebrities can handle it cold in the morning?
You know, they always seem to come with like some borrowed outfit or with a lot of fur elements or something. I don't know. But these people all ski, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so... Well, what time does the race start?
I have no idea.
Oh, me either. I'm not up that early. But you're going to be first chair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because if you're going to ski on weekends, you want to get first chair or first couple of chairs.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a lot of people there early.
Yeah.
And then you basically, even on a Saturday and Sunday at Deer Valley, you own the mountain until maybe 11, 11:15. And then all the mosquitoes come out. You know, all the people get up and they have their, oh, my goodness, it's time to go skiing. And so then it starts to get crowded. So then you get your runs in and then you get to go do something else.
I guess I'm a mosquito because... I'm never there early.
Oh, you're not? Yeah.
I think once I was like by 9:15, and that was the day I got hurt.
Ooh.
Well, that was one of the days I got hurt. But yeah, didn't work out so good.
Okay.
I'm an 11 o'clock girl.
Hey, so here's what we're going to do this morning. We have a fascinating musical guest, Rob Reinfurt, who's a guitarist and a vocalist. He's from Salt Lake City. He has an array of pedals. He will dazzle us with sounds and with music, and he's a songwriter. So we're really looking forward to having him. He'll be on. We're going to introduce him right after the break. And then we have Terry Orr, who's the executive director of Park City Performing Arts Foundation. She's going to be talking about the great music lineup that they have and also the Strategic News Service Future in Review speaker series, which will be launching very soon, and talking about all those different things. And then Tinsley Ellis, blues great, electrifying, hard-rocking blues player out of Atlanta. And he'll be here to talk about what's going on with him and his engagement at the Egyptian
Theater this weekend.
The Egyptian Theater.
Yeah.
Now, did he start last night?
It's tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, tonight and tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So that's what's going on. This KPCW in Park City, the Morning Mix. JW and Christy Dillaway. We shall return with Rob Reinfurt, musical guest, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Davey Ratchard from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain hosts winter events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all Park City Mountain events can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
The Vail Resort's Epic Promise Foundation is a proud supporter of KPCW, and it can now support Vail Resort's employees with emergency relief grants. Information about these emergency grants for employees can be found at epicpromise.com.
Back. Oh, Christy, you were supposed to bring us back, and it's my fault I jumped all over. You go ahead. Welcome us back.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix, where we present local live music and events from the Wasatch Back. We're joined by musical guest Rob Reinfert. He's got a band called Night Marcher he's going to talk about. He's also a member of The Weekenders, and he's got a new album from the Night Marcher group called Modern Maze. It was just released in June 2016. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
So, J-Dub, you're going to appreciate this story. Rob and I met at the Stateroom because the Weekenders opened for Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Rock.
Oh.
And I dragged J-Dub. Well, dragged. I took you. We went to Snow Basin two summers ago to see Lucas Nelson because I was telling you what a big fan I was. And so Rob and I met when Weekenders opened for him, and we were talking about having the Weekenders on this show. And we were talking about it. And originally I had a different musical guest scheduled for today who had to change his plans. Something came up and I was scrambling. And then Rob texted me 2 days ago and said, hey, if you want, I can come solo. And I'm like, yeah, Friday. It was just auspicious. So I'm so glad you're
great
here.
Timing, yeah.
Yeah. And just a quick thing about Lucas Nelson. I've never seen anything like this before, but if you can go back to Ozzy and Harry, it was programmed before we were all born, but Ricky Nelson used to play these songs, and all these girls would swoon. They would, like, rush the stage.
Swoon.
And, oh, Ricky, look at that smile. So we went to that concert that you took me to. It was a mixed crowd. It was guys and girls. It might have been, like, you know, but there were a bunch of us. There were guys and girls. And he started playing, and within like six bars of the first song, all the girls, oh my goodness, I gotta go to the stage. You all rush the stage, and you're all like so smitten with this. It was unbelievable.
You know, the thing I think is interesting is women, we so infrequently get that opportunity
mm-hmm.
to swoon about a performer. I mean, and I think men are always seeing women looking, you know, in media and modeling and whatever.
Sure.
And we rarely get that. So it's a funny experience as the women experience it and as the men watch the women experience it. And it's, you know, everyone's kind of a Twitter.
Yeah.
Because when the first time I saw him step towards the front of the stage, he was playing a guitar solo, and then he kind of looked up, and it was like he noticed that the audience was there, and this smile spread over his face, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I was very impressed. I mean, he's a great guitarist and an awesome showman, but I understand that Rob Reinfert is as well. Rob, how you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So tell us about your musical influences, and tell us what you like to do, and how you come up with the songs you do, and how you came up with your style.
Sure, that's a handful of questions. I think my influences kind of draw from all over the map. I used to semi consider myself a drummer, and I really used to draw from kind of like groove oriented artists and jazz stuff and weird bands like Modesky Martin and Wood and stuff like that. And then I realized that it was tough to get a band going just as a drummer, especially in Salt Lake. And at that time, I wanted to do something that was maybe just a little bit different, off the beaten path, a little bit odd for Salt Lake music scene then, which was like 15 years ago. And so I had trouble finding players, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll play a different instrument then. And so I started playing guitar. I used to play guitar when I was really young, and then I felt it was corny. Like, I wasn't into it. I was more into rhythm instruments. And so I gave it up. But what guitar allowed me to do was to kind of like step back into music
mm-hmm.
and write songs.
Yeah.
It's tough to write songs as a drummer and like kind of explain what you want the other musicians to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just kind of like singing them parts. You're like, oh, do this, ba da da, you know? So it's the guitar is like a great tool for that. And so I've always considered it kind of like the workhorse for songwriting. And
good observation, because there aren't that many people that have really driven their bands from the drum kit. And I mean, certainly there are a few, like Dave Clark from Dave Clark 5 and Phil Collins, very poppy, but he drove it from the drum kit.
But you never see the solo artist on stage at the coffee house singer-songwriter night with just the drums.
No.
You don't see that. It really is a guitar.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Very, very few. And so I kind of gave that up. And it was also because I found a really good drummer, too. So I was like, if I have a drummer that's better than me, then why play drums?
Yeah, exactly.
Take advantage of it, because it's a city with, you know, limited working musicians that wanna do something. So if you find somebody who plays your instrument and they're great and they sound awesome for the tunes, switch, play bass, play piano, play guitar. And so I've just tried to be adaptable to my situation.
So what are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a song called Holy Ghost.
All right. This is Live on the Morning Mix, Rob Reinfert, and playing Holy Ghost.
To think heaven is a place to go, but I can't wrap my mind around the lies and falls. Bow my head to the fictional kid and give my money to the holy pigs. Run away. Heaven was a place you'd wanna be, and why people killing in the name of peace? And look at the agenda, it's the only truth. We run ourselves down trying to fit with that crew. Run away, run away, Holy Ghost. Run away, run away, Ghost. If it felt right, then why did we leave? If it felt right, then why did we leave? Run away, run away, Holy Ghost. Run away, run away, Holy Ghost. I'd like to think heaven is a place to go.
Nice.
All right. All right, very nice. Very nice. Unique style.
Nice.
Good sound out of the guitar, too.
So, Rob, you were telling me in the green room about, so the Weekenders has played a lot, like Stateroom, you said, opened at Red Butte.
Yeah.
Did the Weekenders tour? Have you toured a lot?
We have in the past. We haven't recently. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get the band back out on the road. We actually, our bass player moved to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a little bit more awkward, I suppose.
We can still do it, but it has to kind of work out, being able to fly him to and from.
But Night Marcher's on tour.
Slowed down with the Weekenders a little bit. Love to see that band pick up again. But in the meantime, I'm trying to pick up with other groups and try to focus on the Night Marcher stuff.
And Night Marcher has a cool gig in Alaska coming up?
We do, yeah.
Tell us about that.
A friend of a friend owns the ski resort up there, Girdwood. It's called Alyeska. It's a really awesome resort if you've ever been there.
I think they're programming a lot of music up there. Like Anders Osborne's going there like this month, I think.
So the guy who runs the place, John Byrne, he's just a huge music fan. And he just brings up all his favorite artists. And so
that's what we need, our own resort where we can bring our own fans.
Yeah, who doesn't want their own ski resort where we can just have all his musicians?
That sounds pretty good. That sounds great.
I'm in for that if that's available. So he's bringing up Nikki Bloom and her band. And then I'm going to play a couple of shows with them up there and do a bunch of skiing.
I was going to say, does the gig come with free ski passes?
It does.
I bet does.
Huge perk.
So what gigs do you have here locally, either in Salt Lake or in Park City area?
I don't have any on the calendars right now, but we will be doing some dates in January.
Okay.
Probably right around Sundance. It always seems that those gigs come together last minute.
Yeah, and I could see that.
It happens every year. We have gigs. We just don't know them until like a week before.
And how can people get your music or book you for a gig?
Sure. They can just go to nightmarchermusic.com and, contact us.
Yeah.
And it'll go right to me.
Do you have time for one more song?
I do.
Okay, great. Yeah. And what are you going to play for us now?
This song is called People Are Screaming Jesus.
People Are Screaming. So Holy Ghost was in the first song.
Are we on to a theme here?
It's a little bit of a theme here. Actually, this song is, people think it's really religious, but it's more like environmental.
Okay.
But it has to do with a little bit of religion, too.
Live in the Morning Mix, and this is Rob Reinford, People Screaming Jesus.
Stone's been turned. The searing call emerged. This American West gone dry. Mama's got no steam left for the fight. People are screaming Jesus, but I don't know if he can hear us. Tangible notions are fine, but we need to fill in the divide. The monkey wrench is gone adrift. Mama's reaching for that line. People are screaming Jesus, but I don't know if he can hear us. Screaming Jesus, but I don't know if he can hear us. Oh, people are screaming Jesus, but I don't know if he can hear us. It doesn't matter, just join
your hands but mine. Oh,
that Bigsby tremolo.
I was gonna say, what do you call that at the end? When like, wah, wah, what do you call that?
It's yeah. just a tremolo.
Tremolo.
It essentially takes the strings and it bends them all at the same time.
So you can get that kind of, you can almost get that effect out of your amp or out of his foot pedals that he has there.
Yeah.
But what he has there, the Bigsby, which is, man, it's been, God, there's been tens of hundreds of thousands of guitars made with the Bigsby tremolo. It's a very unique, it's a very personal way of being able to get it exactly the way you want it.
Yep.
You would think J-Dub played guitar.
I do.
There you go.
I do.
You kind of geeked out on his equipment.
I love that guitar, too. It looks like an old country gentleman
from
the old 1960s Gretsch days.
I wish it was a country gentleman.
Yeah, right, right.
What's odd about the Bigsby is that you think it's something that came about later in guitar history, but it's so old.
It is old, yeah.
It was really like probably one of the most forward-thinking pieces of, you know, before there was guitar pedals, there was a Bigsby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was really way ahead of its time.
Yeah. They would change all sorts of stuff, but they would never touch the bridge. But now, the movable bridge is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to thank you so much for joining us.
We wanted
you to have you on for a third song, but, you know, we got too chatty.
That's
what
chatty bunch.
I don't know
it's
what
the beginning of ski season.
Chatty
know?
Kathy's here.
We're excited.
People are excited.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck, and please come back and visit us.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Thank you.
And this is, of course, Rob Reinford, everybody. And again, for people to be able to get your music, they would go to?
NightMarcherMusic.com. Or you could just internet search Night Marcher.
Okay.
And then also The Weekenders as well.
All right.
And that would just be, you know, Google it.
Great.
The Weekenders.
When we return, we're going to have Terry Orr on the program. And she's going to be talking about Park City Institute and some things that are coming up at the Eccle Center. And right now we're going to play a tune from Sting, from Sting's new album. Sting was on our program. Cub reporter Renee Bodley interviewed him back in October. And this is the cut that they were talking about. We'll be back right after this.
Lonely hunter, these hands are frozen fists. I can't.
Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Speaking of rock star Sting, we have a rock star here in our presence right now, Terry Orr, who's the executive director of Park City Institute. Terry, welcome to the program.
Well, that's a pretty low bar for rock stars, but thank you. Welcome.
No, you are a star. We are, and we're delighted to have you.
When you walk on stage, do people applaud?
They're so excited. The show's finally going to start. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Do they throw undergarments up on the stage when you come out and do the intros?
I'm not telling.
Oh, well, because you and I have been to a couple of things, Christy, and we haven't seen any yet, but maybe they do.
Yeah.
You just have to look a little more carefully.
We haven't been to all of them.
We will.
We need to up our game.
Especially in the summertime. Summertime is a different crowd.
First things first, happy holidays.
And to you.
Yeah. You know, we went from this balmy golf, hiking, biking weather up until November 16th, thinking, how are these resorts going to possibly open? Then, boom, instant winter wonderland.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. Have you got everything all decorated over at your house? Like
oh,
what's going
goodness,
on?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I think she's busy opening the season of the Eccles Center.
Okay, because we know of a turnkey service, Deck the Halls, that can do all that stuff for you and not gouge you price-wise.
That would be lovely, but dealing with my lifetime of Christmas stuff is a little overwhelming for me.
Oh, the legacy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a certain way you want it set up, too.
Well, the grandkids expect certain things mm-hmm. to be in certain places. So
right.
Even if I don't care anymore, they seem to care.
Yeah.
But that's nice, though, because then there's a reason to do it. If you're just by yourself, you'd be like, eh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tree, what tree? Put a rosemary bush, you know, buy it at Whole Foods.
Christy, no. We're going to keep plugging your thing. Maybe
well,
Tinsley Ellis
would
like. Well,
I'm pretty busy. I don't know how much I want to be plugged, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to try to help you if we can.
Always get a few more. Sure.
Terry, what's going on with the schedule and with everything? I mean, we've certainly a very successful summer program you put together.
We had a great summer. This was, it was diverse and so much fun, from John Batiste, who of course is on the Stephen Colbert Show, and just it was surprising to me that we were introducing him still to so many people, that people didn't know who he was and had such a great time. Andy Garcia, you know, those were such fun shows. Certainly Lyle Lovett, certainly Jewel, Trace Atkins, the big names. But my favorite thing is to kind of introduce things and have things that are emerging more than just iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet you have such large stadiums to fill.
Yes.
I mean, relative to Park City, because Deer Valley is, what, 5,000?
5,000, and the Eccles Center is about 1,300, which is, as you know from the Egyptian days, it's really overbuilt still for the size of the town. It was built to accommodate the high school population, to have everyone in there for an assembly. And luckily, that still works, even as the high school population has grown. But it's a lot to fill.
So your goal isn't necessarily to sell it out every show.
It's not realistic.
Right. Okay.
That's one heck of an expectation.
That makes me feel better for you, because I was like, I don't know how one tries to fill that big of a place repeatedly with diverse acts. And you really do have a diverse lineup.
We could fill it if we were nothing more than a roadhouse. You know, if all we did was bring in predictable music mm-hmm. that people already knew and just wanted us to regurgitate it for them one more time, I think we could, you know, fill all those seats and just not be anything but what you could find anyplace else.
But you want to be more creative than that, more emerging.
We've always been more... Mm-hmm. More variety in what we present there. You know, that space was built specifically because the Egyptian couldn't easily accommodate dance. There isn't enough depth,
right,
and fly loft,
right,
and all of those things. So Ballet West was involved with us from the beginning as we were building the facility, saying, here's what you need in a stage house to make that happen. Here are the riggings that you need, and here's the orchestra pit, which the orchestra pit at the Eccles Center can accommodate 80 musicians. And the high school uses it for the high school musical, but we rarely have the opportunity to use it for anything.
I didn't realize there was a pit.
There is a pit there.
And is it covered if it's not being used?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
But 80 musicians, that's a bunch.
Yeah, it sure is. Oof.
So tell us about what's coming up.
Well, we open tomorrow night. If you were listening to Leslie's show, she did a great interview with Maureen Dowd. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the New York Times. She is coming with Carl Hulse, who is the congressional reporter for the New York Times. And it's a bit of yin and yang. You know, he's the reporter. She's kind of the spice around what he reports on. So she's been doing this for a very long time. She wrote about both Clinton presidencies and won her Pulitzer for reporting on the Monica Lewinsky scandals. Oh. She has reported and written columns about Trump. So she's equally hated by a lot of politicians, and she's the first to say that. She comes from her own, she says, basket of deplorables, with her family being largely Republicans. Mm-hmm. And she has more of a liberal bent, I think, as any columnist does, but she really plays both sides of the fence.
Perfect. So to pack the audience as a, for a speaker's, two speakers, what is, tell us a little more about that. I mean, I know I've been to shows where it's dance and there's things to watch and when there's music and your mind is going along with the music, but speakers, it's just it's a whole different format.
It is. We have a whole different audience. There are people that are more thoughtful. They're coming there to listen. They are people that are, for the most part, familiar with who we've brought in to speak. Next week, for example, we have Adam Savage from Mythbusters, and he will be speaking and showing videos of him blowing stuff up and, you know, having a great conversation about that. So in 2008, I was fortunate to start attending the TED conference, and I started to understand that that kind of presenting, that kind of programming, had a huge audience that was hungry for something more than noise. So that's what we started doing in all kinds of ways.
Very nice.
And so tell us what else is on the schedule.
What else is on the schedule?
Yeah.
Well, after Adam Savage, we have music the rest of December. We have the Pacific Mambo Orchestra, Grammy Award winning, Mambo, Salsa, great big orchestra on stage. We are donating 10% of the proceeds of that night to Latinos in Action. It's a little thing, but after the election, there were a lot of instances in the Park City schools, and they were very negative about our Latino community. So those Latino leaders were brought to the Park City Lunch Rotary Club, and we all had a discussion about ways we could be more positive in the community and show leadership. So 10% of the proceeds of that show go back to the Latinos in Action. Then after Christmas is the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Woo-hoo.
So there you go.
Can
big
they come
music
on our show?
I don't know if they'll be here in time, but
I keep trying.
Having a Friday show is tough.
Yeah.
Especially during the week between Christmas and New Year's. And then New Year's, I'm so excited with Alan Cumming, who was the MC in Cabaret and won the Tony for that, was the MC at the Tonys. He was Eli Gold in the TV show The Good Wife. He's been in James Bond films, and he is a very funny American Scotsman, something else in between, man who performs sappy love songs. And he brings a pianist and a cellist, and he does mashups of things like Katy Perry and Adele, and it's just not at all what you think is going to come out of his mouth. So great, big, fun, Broadway-ish evening.
Oh, it sounds like a great lineup. Really,
and then we
lineup
go into the whole rest of the spring, and you know, right after the
we'll
holidays,
have
we have Van Jones, mm-hmm, who has been on CNN quite a lot this fall, and he was in Obama's White House and an advisor to him. He was an advisor to Prince as well with his philanthropy. He is an attorney by trade, and he's been very involved for, I think, at least a decade on the Witness Innocence Project. So getting those people who are wrongly on death row off and reforming criminal justice. So we're bringing in Kurt Bloodsworth, who was the first person to be exonerated who was on death row. And he will be coming to speak about his experience. The wrong DNA was used, and he was in prison for 9 years, on death row for 2. And with him comes Mike Farrell from MASH, who has B.J. Honeycutt, who has
of
turned
course
this chapter of his life into trying to get the death penalty. What's
revoked
the right word?
Revoked.
Overturned. Revoked.
Yeah, overturned,
yeah,
which the Utah legislature is looking at, we understand, in this year's legislative session, which will be 2 weeks after that he comes to speak. So all kinds of
very
things
thought-provoking,
weave in and out.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, you know that's going to happen. I mean, Trump will definitely get behind that.
You know, I'm not really looking to him to guide me now. So
I heard last night, though, that he will have the ability to text message all of us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He can
that's
blanket
a comfort, isn't
text
it?
Message
yeah.
us.
That's
yeah.
A
yeah.
And you can't
yeah.
turn it off.
No, I'm sure at 2 a.m. it'll be like the Amber Alert, you know,
yeah.
only
right.
it'll be the Amber Hair
Set
Alert.
Set your phone yeah. on privacy. Yeah.
And then, Terry, if that wasn't enough, then it's summer season starting up, and you're going to have that whole program to come on and announce and start working on.
We will, but we'll be doing some other things in the middle of that. You
yeah.
know, we'll be doing another TED event and a TEDx youth event, which
mm-hmm.
we love doing with the students.
Of course.
Training them as speakers. Yes, we have a lot of things that unroll right now.
Terry Orr, Executive Director of the Park City Institute. Lots of stuff cooking, but right on our close radar, we have coming up tonight.
Tomorrow.
Maureen Dowd and Carl Hulse, and then, of course, Adam Savage, former co-host and founder of MythBusters, 201 episodes that gentleman did, and just some fascinating stuff.
He is a funny guy. He spoke at TED last year, and I got to spend some time with him, and he is a very funny man.
And very personable, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a great evening. And this is not something that is going to be MythBusters. So if you think you're bringing young children to this and it's going to be the TV show, it's
mm-hmm.
not. It's certainly for those who wonder the how did that happen behind the scenes, mm-hmm. the conversation.
Love behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Happy holidays once again. And we will talk with you soon.
Great. And if you want more information, just go to the website, which is eccleshcenter.org.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dilloway. Our next guest, Tinsley Ellis, talk about his new album, Red Clay Soul. He's a blues great, and we're going to play a tune from him, his new album right now. The song is titled All I Think About. That cheesy, I mean cheesy, weekend review music.
Weekend events.
Well, you going to start us off?
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tonight at OP Rockwell, it's the Mother Hips on stage, 9 p.m., opening act, Mud Puddle.
Don't miss this. Tinsley Ellis performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Egyptian Theater. He's in the studio. We're going to introduce him in about 30 seconds, but he's going to be talking about his career with the blues. He's going to be putting on a rocking show tonight and tomorrow night at the Egyptian.
Park City Film Series is showing Harry and the Snowman this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
And Paul Van Dyke is on the stage tonight at Park City Live.
Park's PCSC Arts Council is holding the Art Elevated Holiday Market at Swanner Nature Preserve this weekend. Market is an art and handcrafted gift market for one-of-a-kind gifts for your friends and family.
Meet and greet with the one and only Santa. Park City Rotary is sponsoring that tonight at Treasure Mountain Inn Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. And it's a final celebration of the Giving Tree Festival.
Park City Santa Pub Crawl, tomorrow night on Main Street. And I expect about 1,000 people dressed Santa, Santa's helper, sexy Santa's helper. And you go to the Facebook, Park City Santa Pub Crawl, to find out the bars that are included.
And, of course, we were just speaking with Park City Institute, and they, of course, have Maureen Dowd and Carl Hulse tomorrow night as kicks off their season. Terry Orr just told us all about that. Sounds like a good show.
And I want to give a good shout out to the events over in Heber Valley this weekend. In Midway, there's the Crush exhibit from Crushes from all over the world. And they have the best Santa, which they call Father Christmas. And I used to always go out there with my son. He wears like a long green fur coat with an ermine trim. Definitely go to GoHeberValley.com and check out all their events.
All right. Well, our new guest.
We are joined in the studio right now by Tinsley Ellis, the electrifying hard rock and blues player out of Atlanta, over 30 years and 19 albums playing the blues, performing tonight and tomorrow night, we said, at Egyptian Theater on Main Street. Welcome, Tinsley Ellis.
Hello, Park City and beyond.
So you have played in Utah several times, but never Park City. You used to play at the Dead Goat and...
Many times in Salt Lake City, starting off at the Zephyr Club.
Oh, the Zephyr, yeah.
Remember the Zephyr?
Yeah.
And then the Dead Goat and now at the State Room. And, you know, I passed by Park City exit so many times, and I've always wanted to play here. And thank you, Egyptian, for bringing me into town for the first time.
Oh, we're so glad we got you off the exit. So I know that you played your first Legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise this October, and I'm curious to know about that because I'm going on my first Legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise in January, celebrating a big birthday.
Amazing. You're going to have the best time of your life, and you'll remember that I said that today to you. Just a month ago, we were in Barbados, and from Barbados to here, what a trip it's been. And, you know, boat and planes and buses and... automobiles, and here we are in Park City. So you'll love the blues cruise.
Tell us a little bit about the Atlanta or Georgia sound of the blues.
Well, you know, I grew up listening to on the radio the music of the British Invasion, bands like the Yardbirds and the Rolling Stones, and of course the Beatles got me into this whole thing on Ed Sullivan's show. But it was only in sort of digging back into their roots, finding out about people like B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, and I saw all those people in concert in the 70s, and right up until recently where we lost B.B. King, and what a great loss that was. But, you know, the music of Georgia is got more of a, probably more of a soul sound, and music like Ray Charles, Otis Redding, Little Richard, and then, of course, our local heroes, the Allman Brothers Band.
Yeah, of course. Well, we're delighted to have you here, and, you know, speaking of B.B. King, you know, he once said that if it wasn't for the British invasion, American blues would not be in the shape that it is today. Do you agree with that?
That's really true. And, you know, coincidentally, the Rolling Stones have a new blues album mm-hmm. out. I think it comes out today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that that gives the blues the big shot in the arm that it needs, because it takes somebody in pop culture like the Rolling Stones to bring, you know, what we do to light. And it's really exciting time to have the Rolling Stones doing their blues album, and having it come out today is kind of coincidental.
Yeah. You know, you listed one of your influences is Ronnie Earl. I'm from Boston. He and I lived in the same town together, and he used to play at a local joint and bring his twin reverb out and just crank that volume up. And he's just such a character. But he's a professor at Berkeley, and he's got 25 albums out or something. I mean, I can't believe he's so prolific. How did he become one of your influences? Did you listen to him many years ago?
Back in the 70s when he replaced Duke Robillard in Room Full of Blues.
Yeah.
And they'd come through Atlanta and play, and it was a really magical time because it was before the blues resurgence of the 80s, so you had people like the Vaughn Brothers coming through and Room Full of Blues, and Ronnie Earl was their guitar player, and at the time he was Ronnie Horvath.
Yeah.
That's his real name.
Yeah, cool.
So speaking of places to play. I know blues festivals are very well attended, and I go to some blues festivals, and there's a real passion there. But is it? It sounds like it's harder. It's not an obvious thing to book, or it's harder to get booked. Are there pockets in the country where blues is like really big, and then places where it's not? We have to bring it back.
Well, it's definitely hard to get started in the blues world. You start out playing in your hometown, and then if you're like me and get fortunate enough to be signed to Alligator Records, which was the turning point of my career, then maybe you can play outside of your hometown. But, you know, the blues circuit is sort of like a road, and you put down one level of gravel, and then you go back through and put down a level of asphalt, and then go back through again another level of asphalt, and then the road gets smoother. And that's kind of what I'm doing now is taking advantage of the fact that I've been out here on the national circuit, international circuit, through Alligator Records. And, you know, I've got a pretty smooth road and able to go from city to city. But it's tough when you're starting out.
So that paved road is that you've been there, established right. more of a local following, and the venue knows
right.
to rebook you and... Okay, but you are a road warrior, right?
I have done it a long time, and it's too late for me to do anything else.
Yeah, well, it looks like you enjoy it.
Yeah, I do.
What can people expect at the show tonight?
Well, we'll be doing a lot of songs off the brand-new album, Red Clay Soul, a lot of songs off the live album that we did in Chicago in 2005, and some surprises, a lot of old songs that I've done for, gosh, over 30 years, and... A little bit of old, a little bit of new to sort of show people what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now.
Mm. My experience in blues performances, what sets one up above another, beyond the musicality, but is that tension that is developed between the performer and the audience. And it's like, I don't know, maybe you can explain it a little more. It's sort of that high twinge and then the space between. And I just feel like I can be so on the edge of the experience.
Well, that's sort of the way the world is, isn't it? You know, life is so dynamic. Sometimes it's quiet, sometimes it's bustling and loud, and so the music needs to kind of reflect that. And so sometimes we get way down low and bring it way high and then back down low, and I think that's what you're talking about, is the dynamics of it. You're not knowing what the band is going to do next. I never want to hear a band that just plays at the same volume every night. That's just not the way life is.
Or sometimes they finish the song and then the song's over and they start again. I like it when it keeps going.
Unfortunately, we are running out of time. We would love to have you on more, but you know, for a longer period. But Tinsley Ellis, tonight at the Egyptian, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night. And we thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We will return right after these messages.
The Spur and Grill is proud to support KPCW. Located down the alley at 352 Main Street, the Spur is open Thursday through Saturday nights with dinner, drinks, and live music. The SpurBarAndGrill.com includes music schedules, menus, and contact information.